Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off.
Take it off. Yeah.
The way you move your body got me so turned up.
Yeah, that felt good.
Yeah.
That felt nice.
Got me caught up in the moment like.
Yep, yep. Get that booty popping.
It is. I almost threw out my back.
You got me going like, yeah.
Yeah. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, 709. Let's keep removing. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. So
pump it.
We've talked about this. We've covered this. There's cicadas everywhere, all right? Like a trillion cicadas. That's not an exaggeration. It's an estimated trillion cicadas have surfaced along the East Coast for mating season, all right? They're going to be all over here just buzzing around.
So our buddy, I was golfing with Sam last night, yep. And he was like, dude, I'm already tying up cicada flies.
Yeah.
He's like, I guess it's all over the fishing magazines. Like, the cicadas are coming. You better start tying your flies. And
they're going to be doing it. They're going to be doing it, man.
In the basement.
Well, here's what's really crazy is that tons of people are calling the cops thinking the sounds of cicadas are actually alarms. That's what's going on right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I told you they're loud.
The cops are getting just inundated with all of these phone calls like, I think there's an alarm going on. Oh, my God. Can you do something about this? Which they have bigger fish to fry than you thinking that cicadas are alarms. And more importantly, I feel bad for the cicadas. Actually, we have interview of a cicada talking about having the cops crawled on.
We got another cicada interview.
Look,
right?
Someone got cicada. They interviewed a cicada, and this is what he has to say about the cops being called on him.
Man, I can't believe this. And I've been stuck in the ground for 17 years, and you're going to call the cops on me? All I'm trying to do is get my freak on. It's been 17 years. You're going to drop a dime on me just because we're making a little too much noise? You try go 17 years without getting laid, and then when you finally do, not make a bunch of noise. You don't see me calling the cops every time you get boozed up on white wine spritzers and are squealing like a pig because you finally let your husband have sex with you. Do you, Karen?
Obviously, the cicada is very upset. Look.
That's definitely you. That's not a cicada. You just pissed your voice up.
I got it from a very reliable news source. Someone interviewed a cicada, and obviously he's upset.
Ain't no way. Ain't no cicada talking. That's got to be you.
That he's angry that people are calling the cops on him. So there you go. If you do hear a loud alarm, it's just cicadas having sex. Don't worry about it.
Where's this talking cicada at?
I don't know, but he's a great interview, though. He speaks his mind. I like that. Lastly, legalized pot has caused something new. More extremely stoned Americans are calling poison control hotlines. A new study finds more than 28,000 people got so wasted from 2017 to 2019 that they called poison control. 65% said they smoked too much weed, while almost 20% got smashed off edibles.
Wait. What?
So people are getting too baked and they're freaking out and calling.
They're freaking out. I had no stuff like this before, man. I'm freaking out.
Now,
so they're calling the cops? Like,
they're calling poison control. They're calling
poison control.
Like, I took too much. Oh, my God. I'm going to die.
What are you going to do? Pump your stomach? What? You're going to pump your lungs. That's what. You're going to pump my lungs.
Look,
get the smoke out. I'm high.
We've all been so there. Stupid. We've all been violently high, okay?
Just rub your legs a lot. Just, you'll be fine.
Just sit there on the couch. Take deep breaths, okay? And just relax, man. Just relax. Nick Swartzen has a brilliant bit about being violently high. And it's about edibles. And that's the big thing. I think there's a lot of people, now that it's legal, people are dipping their toes into it. And like, well, look, it's legal. I want to try it. I've always wanted to try it. So here we go. But nowadays, it's a lot different than maybe the ditch weed that you smoked back in high school, okay?
Especially the edibles. It's different. Guys, it's different. I said it once before on the show, and here's what you do. I don't do the edibles, man. It's too much. Nick Swartzen's right.
It'll send you to outer space if you're not careful.
It does, dude. But if you are going to do it, here's the thing. It's usually a chocolate chip cookie, which are delicious in its own way. So you eat the cookie, and then a half hour goes by. I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
This is weak. This stuff sucks.
Yeah.
Marijuana isn't real. I'm going to have three more cookies. So they eat three more, and then the first one hits you, and then the second, third, and fourth. you go into fall just freak out mode. Of course you are. You're four deep. So you gotta let it. You gotta let it settle in. Just
let it settle.
First.
Let it settle, man. It's the same thing with starting the night off with like a huge bong rip. Okay, it's not gonna end well. Okay, you don't walk into the party and go over to the corner where the 5 foot bong is and. Okay, my night's ruined. That's what it is.
Yeah, your night's going to be ruined. It's going to be ruined.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, for God's sake. God,
I just love the look, the freak out look of that dude, that buddy. Or I'm freaking out. Like, you're not going to die. You're fine.
That's
just
the guy.
Go over in the corner and rock up and down for a little while.
That's the guy that you keep bringing little glasses of water throughout the night. Like, all right, just drink this. You're okay. You're okay.
Sweating.
Just breathe, buddy. Just breathe. Call poison control, I'm going to die. All right. So there you go. You got angry cicadas getting cops called on them and extremely stoned people. That is your morning dump. We're going to be back. Stick around.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.